We who are denied the language and frame, and so the understanding of righteousness, feel longing for things that our stand-ins represent for the infinite. But we need the language and the frame, the understanding, to make that longing conscious. To do therefore what Prince is asking of us, make a shift in consciousness that bears its shift in conduct away from the state. Quote from Prince, "You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you began the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they're doing here on earth, will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural, God-given desires. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose, for in it you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins." And that's a part of the monologue prior to his song, One Song, from 1999. We first began, I believe, discussing it October 1st, 2017. And that excerpt was discussed in Prince Learned the Hard Way, The State is Fascist. It's taken me the almost 2 years now since the murder of Prince and the help of Paul to understand Prince. And I needed Prince to understand Paul. In a sense, they are mutual proofs, Paul and Prince, of the meaning of righteousness, of how it requires separation, of how and why separation is the truth, of how and why spirit is truth, proof of God in unity, of the singular one of the infinite. Power tries to make this alternative of love look unattractive or foolish by refusing to reward it, or when your soul's growth puts the state in shadow by persecuting you. Because they know, do the power guys, that a taste of truth, a lick of that pie, and for the all of it, we'll die. For that pie is everlasting, and that is infinitely appealing. The missing all, as Emily said. We want to live, but we want the all of it, our full life. Which means we cannot serve what is dead. False authority.